96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yesterday, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM celebrated its 10th anniversary on air. So, of course, around here, it's a big deal, as it should be. With its catchy, fresh news, smart talk, all-day tagline, which, by the way, it has always lived up to, this wonderful station has been our friend and company keeper both night and day for more than a decade. Think about it. Guardian Radio is on air when we dress for work, do that work commute, drop our children to school, and pick them up again. When we sneak off the job to buy group breakfast, and hours later, swing somewhere else for lunch. When we make our way home in the evenings and engage in our slow evening unwind. When we do our Saturday shopping, and so much more. Come the next day, we have the privilege to do it all again with this trusted friend. Yes, we have truly been news-informed, entertained, and empowered by 10 years worth of live on-air conversations with guests and callers of every walk of life. Popular callers including Sparky, Graham, Anton, and 52, just to name a few. We are going to celebrate this big achievement in wonderful ways all week long here at the station. And we will make you a big part of it. And what better way to celebrate on the show today than with my special guests. Two men who have, with their down-to-earth styles, empowered many over the years right here on this station. For starters, the man himself. Veteran talk show host of Morning Blend for 10 straight years. The one whose show was the first to debut at the station way back in 2012, and whose title since 2014 has also included station manager. Mr. Dwight Strawn is who I'm speaking of. And promised return guest, expert realtor Matt Sweeting of One Oak, Bahamas, who has empowered many over the last 15 years in attaining their own home. And now he wants to make you a homeowner real soon, too. And let's not forget, his own show on this very station way back when called Let's Talk Business. Now, what's a celebration without good food and great prizes? I have several of these just for you. So stick around, celebrate with us. You never know what you might win. I am attorney Indiana Fitzgerald, your guest host for today, and you are listening to Guardian Radio AM Live on 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to
Guardian Radio AM 96.9 FM Live. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is attorney Indiana Fitzgerald, and we are in celebration mode here at the Guardian. Why? Because it's the Guardian's 10th anniversary. 10 years on air, ladies and gentlemen. 10 wonderful years. And boy, we have a packed show and a wonderful show for you. But I have to tell you this. The Guardian Radio 10th Anniversary Celebrations are brought to you by a number of sponsors. Drifters, Inventive Intellect, Wild Sea Designs, Cheesecake Haven, Comfort Suites Resort, Y Cares Fashions, Atlantis Paradise Island, Duncan, Fusion Superplex, and Bristol Cellars. Thank you all for supporting the show. And we're going to have a wonderful week because we are celebrating all week. Now, just a little bit of business. As we're going to be giving out prizes today, let me give you the numbers for those that for you to call in. No texting today. Just call in when we begin to start the show, give us about 5 minutes, and then start to make your calls and see what you can win. But you don't win unless you play. So we're going to have some trivia questions for you. So listen carefully because you never know when something is said here that may become a question that could make you a winner, okay? So the numbers to call in are 323-6232, 325 4316 and 325-4259. You got it? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So listen good and try to win, okay? All right. And this, look, you know, with everything in life, we got rules, right? So we got prize rules. So none of my family or friends could call in now. You know they can say we were biased in their favor, okay? Now, you can call in, but you can only call in at one time and guess the answer. And you only get to answer in respect to that one thing. And if you get it wrong, well, we go to the next caller, okay? Now, when you call in, you got to give us your full name on air. You know, we don't want the wrong person coming and picking up the prize, right? After you do that, make sure when you come to pick up the gift, you come with your government ID. So you got to give us the name that's on your government ID. All right? Okay. We got it? Right. Good. Let's have a super show. So as I said in my monologue, two wonderful gentlemen are joining me today. The first is the man himself, Guardian Radio's station manager, Mr. Dwight Michael Strawn.
Oh, all the names.
All the names. Dwight Michael Strawn. And I'm so glad that he agreed to sit in with me for a few minutes today. You know, this is a crazy day for the station because so much is going on, so much excitement. There's a buzz in the air. But he said he'd spend some time with me, and I'm so grateful to him for it. We also should have joining us over Zoom, Matt Sweeting. Remember, he was the realtor empowering us last week to attain a home of our own in the future through repossessed property purchases. So he should be joining us now over Zoom. Matt, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Awesome, man.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, Matt, but you were actually a host on this station some years ago. Was it 2015?
2015.
And your show would have been called what?
Well, let's not call it my show.
Yeah.
I sat in for quite a while with Let's Talk Business.
Let's Talk Business. And who are you with?
Oh, man, his name
is Roscoe Dames.
Roscoe Dames,
I hear.
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. So what do you want to say to Guardian Radio this morning now that we have this anniversary going on? We have Mr. Strawn here in studio. What do you want to say?
I think this is huge. I think congratulations is in order. I think Guardian Radio has transformed talk show radio for the Bahamas. It has created an outlet not only for people who come on as hosts, but also for people who call in to voice their opinion, to share their concerns as an outlet to vent, as we don't have many of them. And so congratulations in order, hats off to Guardian Radio and Dwight for all the spectacular work and his entire team there at Guardian Radio. So congrats.
I agree.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much.
I agree fully. I mean, he's given me the opportunity, you the opportunity, so many more, and many have passed through the station and gone on to achieve great things in their careers. And this was the stepping stone for that. So, you know, congratulations, Mr. Strawn.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You steered the ship in from day one.
Well, not really. Carlton Smith from day one. And I took over from him, my friend and mentor.
In 2014, you became the station manager.
Right.
But you were the first show on air, though.
Very first show on the air.
Morning Blend.
That's right.
What was that first day like on air? Was there a lot of nerves in your belly?
I mean, all over. It was intense. And I think for weeks, it still felt that way.
Right.
But it was a great honor, and I'm still very, very happy to be on the air, and the only one of those original shows still on the air, so that's quite something. But yeah, some other fantastic programs have come and gone, but Guardian Radio still has a great lineup of talk radio all day, every day.
That's right. Like I said in the monologue, Guardian Radio has been our friend and our company keeper.
Yeah.
You know, when you're lonely at night and you ain't got nobody to talk to, you could turn that radio on. You're there. You're sitting in the car driving to wherever and you're mad with everybody in the car. You just crank that radio up and let talk take over or just chill out to the sound of someone's voice.
Been there for the highlights and the lowlights of the things that happened in this country in the past 10 years.
Wow. You know? How has the conversation changed, Mr. Strong? Because look where we at now. We talk about war in Ukraine. We got gang war on our streets here.
Oh,
we've got murders by the minute. We had Dorian, so we have all that depression, financial depression from rolled over from Dorian. We've got gas prices over $6, looking to be $7, $8, $9, $10 maybe.
Oh my goodness.
What were we talking about then as opposed to now? How has it changed?
Oh boy. Well, that's and don't forget the pandemic, 2 years
of
that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that was very tough for our listeners, 2 years of almost the same thing every day, COVID. But, you know, that's an interesting question, Indiana. I was on a Quincy Parker show yesterday, the Political Review, and besides those things that you mentioned,
right?
Sadly, we are talking about the same things.
My God,
over and over.
10 years.
From
things aren't improving in the country.
I wouldn't say that, but there are a lot of things that haven't changed.
My God,
faces have changed.
Yeah,
right. Names have changed, but we are dealing with the same issues. The gang issue has been around from that time.
Exactly.
The murder, the crime.
Yeah.
The high prices.
Yeah.
It's gas today, but it was other things a few months ago, and you know, it's a cycle that just continues. And so, some things are changing, but other things we have a lot of work to do.
When you listen to news abroad, whether it's television or radio news abroad, you tend to see stations have a slant towards certain types of issues. You know, they call it people on the left, or they call it people on the right. But I don't think The Guardian has ever really been that way. I think The Guardian has always been open to all conversations. Is that correct?
That's what I think. Certain people don't think that, though, but that's, you know, if
shame on them.
Yes, absolutely. but you know, people feel that if you don't say everything that
they want you to say,
that you are definitely not with us. But I think we call it as we see it. And some days it's going to be pro one group, and the next day will not be in line with what they think. But it just depends on the issue. This definitely is not, there's no slant politically, no slant to the left or to the right. A lot of people are messaging to say we are liberal. Mm-hmm. And we might have a liberal bent. I think a lot of our hosts are progressive.
Right.
And progressive is the right term here. But anyway, liberal leaning, perhaps. That might be about it.
But do you think that when you see what's going on in the country, you know, a microphone is one of the most powerful voices in any country. And what is said over it is equally as powerful. It can transform minds. It can change thinking.
Yeah.
Does the station feel obligated to sort of say, well, no, we're not going to lean like politically or something, but we have to really step up what we say on air about murders, or step up what we say about helping the poor, step up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an obligation there, a feeling there that maybe we need to change the tone of some things because of the signs of the time?
I think our hosts are doing that and mm-hmm. have been doing that and do feel that is their obligation. As mm-hmm. you say, it is a powerful tool mm-hmm. and have been doing that. When people criticize us, like mm-hmm. people will say, why are you still talking about this? Why are you talking about crime? We can't do anything about that. That's them. That's
right.
gang stuff.
Right.
Let's talk about what's affecting everybody else. But that does affect everybody else. And so right. you will see that you do. You have been seeing that. This might be one of the few places where there's continuous conversations, not just when the murders go up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you get a lot of callers
mm-hmm.
from every walk of life.
Seems so.
But what I notice with all radio stations across the board is that women tend to be very shy about calling, and I feel that men call more.
Much more.
How do we get more women to call in? Because this is a society where all voices are needed.
Yeah. Well, definitely nobody's stopping the women, but I think
no.
maybe they're too busy. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it depends on the topic, but you're right. No matter what, even when we're talking about women's issues, more men will call in.
Right.
But I think that's represented in even politics, right?
Yes.
Women have a lot to say, but they aren't.
They're not going to run for office.
Coming to the forefront, right. So I don't know what that's about.
Right.
It'll be good to know.
But you would want them to call more.
Definitely.
You would encourage them to call
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't know who's texting us. Maybe there are more women texting. I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely calling, it's 80%, maybe more men. Yeah.
What show, because you do your own Morning Blend show.
Mm-hmm.
So what show touched you the most, or shows have touched you the most as a human being over all of your time on air? And you've had 10 juicy years.
Yeah. there have been quite a few. Wow. Whenever we talk to someone who's lost a loved one, that hearing their stories or how they've overcome or something they're dealing with,
right.
those seem to be, those get me.
Right.
Those get me. And we've had quite a few of those where people just explain their scenarios or something that happened to someone.
What has been your favorite show?
You've been asking
favorites.
Me that all week.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Like when that feel good one where you say, "Man, look here, I really felt like earned my pay today," and that made me feel so high.
That's a hard one. There's so many, but they're I can't narrow it down.
Mm.
But there've been some great guests, some people that people
right.
were surprised that we got, and I've had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Wow.
I got to interview Shaquille O'Neal
in our first
year. We met so many wonderful people.
And basically, Shaq is behaving because he's always
right?
saying,
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe he is a citizen, but he just won't say.
Yep. Some of the politicians are quite colorful. It's been fun interviewing some of them. And then we've met a lot of great kids,
a lot
of great students, athletes who've been doing wonderful things. So this is a lot. It's been a really fun time.
Do you have a favorite caller in? Because you got some regulars who call now. I go in the negative way, just the positive. Like, is there an old lady that it calls in and you love when she calls or...
I like most of the callers.
Yeah.
after the show, I have some calls. They don't call on air, but
right.
I have a crew. They call me after the show, and they are very encouraging. And they tell me what they like, what they don't like.
Right.
And they give me advice. And some of them I've never met.
Wow.
But they call me consistently. I really do appreciate them.
That
really
input.
Do. Yeah.
It lets you know you're doing something right or how you need to improve.
Yeah.
So... let me ask you this. There's a lot of competition out there
mm-hmm.
because you have social media now where people could do their own show out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're here and you have to keep a shingle over your head, so you have to have the sponsors going and mm-hmm. all of that. How has Guardian Radio managed to stay so popular and stay so sound in spite of all of the conditions out there that would cause people to choose alternative voices?
That's a really, really interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the difference. A lot of the competitions you mentioned, the social media folks,
mm-hmm.
they don't have anybody to answer to. So they often, and I'm sure not all, but they often will say anything and everything they've heard
mm-hmm.
without verifying or fact checking or anything. And so I think people stick with us because we do have to be held. We do have to be responsible. We do have to be accountable for what we say. We just cannot repeat any old rumor without there being something to verify this. So I think people know what they're getting with Guardian Radio as opposed to somebody's podcast or some Facebook show. Mm-hmm. That didn't mean to sound condescending or anything. But that's right. We have to answer to a lot.
Yeah, you're more accountable. We want you to be accountable.
Yes,
we demand the government be accountable. You're part of the fourth estate?
Mm-hmm.
So we demand that from you as well.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Do you see the Guardian radio expanding beyond this station? Because times are changing. I mean, look at 10 years ago, I don't think Zoom was around.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook may not have been utilized the way you could utilize it today and see who's in studio, if it's streaming and all of that, or it's being recorded and... Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll still be able to be in this building, or you gotta be a little bigger?
I don't know. I'm sure there will be changes. But a lot of those things you mentioned, of course, we were doing the pandemic made us adapt. A lot of our shows don't originate from the studio anymore, right? But we incorporate a lot of Zoom and other technologies like Zoom. You've been able to stream us from very early on in our existence, video stream as well, even though we are a radio station. Mm-hmm. You can watch us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an app. We had a caller from Canada today. We see the text messages coming from all over the world, so people can see us.
Mm-hmm.
What that means for the future, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is a good time to look, to reflect and look at where we go from here. But whatever is showing to be hot and
trendy,
we will definitely be looking at that and looking at it with the name of being there as well.
Now, I know that a lot of the shows that happen in the day also repeat during the wee hours of the morning.
Late night into the morning, yes.
Do you foresee a time when you may be like, the way the stations are sometimes in the States, where 2 a.m. you could get a live person in studio who people could call in and talk to? Do you think it's the... There are some people say no, there's not a desire for it.
Yeah.
In their view, that's people in media, but looking at the person from the outside, and I'm thinking, yeah, I would like to hear
you. You really would like that?
I would love
really?
It. Because you see, where we are able to now pull down what shows occur in the day through the app.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can always catch up on them, but I can hear something fresh and new 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd love to see it happen.
Yeah? Would you be willing to be a host? That's the thing right there.
Now you're going overboard now.
Because you say that. But who's coming out here?
I'm a chick who needs my sleep, but...
If we can
but
find...
But I'm up a lot working at my desk in the wee hours in the morning. I don't know that I could do it every night, though.
Right.
But you have some night people who love it. They love night jobs, and they could do it.
If our production crew would be into that, Arlington, what do you think? You want to produce a show at 2 a.m. in the morning?
Yes, Mr. Roll.
You want to host? He's nodding. I don't think he heard the question. You want to host a show, produce a show at 2 a.m.? See, he's nodding. He wasn't listening.
Okay, I will corner him.
2 a.m., right? No. We'll work on them. We'll work on them.
Are we up against a break? Because I know they told me we'd break at 12:30. But what do you want to say? Because I want to say congratulations to you for being here from the beginning. And I really want to thank you not just for giving me this opportunity to come and the privilege to sit and share my views and my knowledge with the public and all of the hosts to be able to do the same. But I just really appreciate the way that, you know, when I came here, you gave me a chance, not even really knowing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that whenever I need to contact you for anything, you always get back right away. And that's something that people don't generally do in business today.
Mm.
You're so professional. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to know, where do you see yourself in this whole package called Guardian Radio a year from now?
I don't think that's an on-air conversation. But... But I'm definitely thinking.
You want to bring some news here?
Definitely thinking about it. But I do want to thank, everybody, pick up today's NASA Guardian. You've got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a supplement in there, a 10-year anniversary supplement for Guardian Radio, and some great messages in there from our founder and the Guardian publisher and myself and our former station manager, Carlton Smith, who got us off the ground and got us started. And and thank you to everybody who participated in the supplement. Mm-hmm. What I want to say is a lot of that's in my message in the supplement. Thank you to everyone mm-hmm. at the NASA Guardian, those who've come and gone, all of the news department folks, mm-hmm. Everybody in advertising and sales and marketing and mm-hmm. Printing, yes. and our partners with our news. Our news team, wonderful news team, they help yes. to get the news that we talk about yes. every day. And we really do love them. And all of our crew here at Guardian mm-hmm. Radio, our small crew, our producers, we definitely couldn't do this without them.
Exactly.
And I know I'm forgetting people, but I really do appreciate everybody. Thank you so much. And, of course, our listeners.
Yes.
Who've stuck with us.
So no regrets.
10 years.
10
no,
years.
No, definitely not.
And as manager... You thought you were able to handle it when they gave you the job, and
I didn't know, but
but you did.
But here we are.
But you made it happen, and you make it happen every day because you're there every day for us.
Try.
Thank you for sitting with me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and all the best.
And you gave me gifts too. I don't do this for my guests. Now you're making me feel bad.
Well, you know, this is the anniversary. But I thank you again, and I wish you all the best, and I hope you enjoy the entire week of celebrations because you deserve it.
Thank you so much.
You deserve
it. Appreciate it.
Will we take the break now? Okay, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Matt Sweeting. We'll give out some trivia questions. We'll hopefully have some winners, and we're going to continue to have a good time all the way to 12 o'clock. Stick and stay.
This is our anniversary song with Solo. Solo made a song for us.
I heard a song.
Yeah, there it is. Take a listen to this.
Celebrating 10 years with Guardian Radio. 10, a decade with Guardian Radio.
Celebrating
10 years with Guardian Radio.
Celebrating a decade this time, right here on 96.9.
Ah, the Bahamas first ever news and talk radio station. Broadcasting 7 days of the week with a diverse lineup of shows for the nation. Focusing on business, sports and politics, health and medicine and arts and entertainment.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, texting, texting,
dropping in. Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Ah, boy, music for the station. No, dinette. Guardian, that's the
thanks for listening to Guardian Radio as we celebrate 10 years on the air.
Celebrating 10, 10 years with Guardian Radio. 10, a decade with Guardian Radio.
Celebrating
10, 10 years with Guardian Radio.
Celebrating a decade.
Morning, everybody. Right Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM live here on 96.9 FM. It's a week of celebrations, everybody. It's the Guardian Radio's 10th anniversary. 10 whole years. They raised the baby safely to reach the age of 10. Awesome job. Awesome job, Mr. Dwight Strawn and all the others who participate, all the producers and all of the people in the back area that make it happen. Congratulations to you all. Now, here are the trivia questions for the day, okay? Call, you can start to call in now. Earlier today, I gave Mr. Strawn's name in full, and I gave his middle name. Was his middle name given today Milton, Matthew, or Michael? Milton, Matthew, or Michael? Call in now. You have the numbers. Question number two is this. We have two super producers here who've been here a long time. One of them has a first name beginning with the letter A, and another has a first name beginning with the letter K. Tell me who those two producers are. Third question. What is the street on which Guardian Radio is located? Now, you have to give me the number and the name of the street. So, for example, let's say it was located on number 1 Pepper Road. You got to tell me all that in order to win, okay? And then we have a question from relating to Mr. Matt Sweeting's time here in studio. He told us earlier today that he had his own, he had a show that he appeared on and who he appeared with, right? I want the name of that show. And I want to know the name of the person that he appeared with on that show here on Guardian Radio. And if you get that, I think you're going to see you get a very sweet surprise. Right, Matt?
That is correct. A very sweet surprise.
We ain't going to tell them what it is right now. But if you win, we're going to let you know. Then we have one final big gift. So call in quick because time is short. Call in now and answer the trivia questions for us, okay? Can we take a call now? Any callers on the line? Caller, you're live. Do we have any callers on the line?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't calling in for the trivia. I just was calling in to congratulate Dwight and the crew at Guardian. This is Sparky. I've been there from the beginning. In fact, I was on a talk show before Guardian even started, but
did you hear me mention you in the monologue?
Hello?
Did you hear me mention your name in the monologue?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, you got to listen again tonight where I say you were one of the callers that is always calling in. You're always the popular caller. You got to listen again. I big you up, man.
Popular to some of the people out there, but not to some of the hosts. If you don't do something that day, like, they ban you for life. So.
Okay, but Sparky, we can't talk long. You could answer any of those
questions. Congratulations to Dwight. And Carlton, yeah. And all those that started up. Keep up the good weeks, good guys. I listen every day. And hey, wonderful job. God bless you.
You ain't gonna win nothing? You can't say none of the trivia? Sparky? You gone, Sparky? Okay. Do we have another caller on the line who wants to win something today? Caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Hi. I can answer at least one of your trivia questions.
Yes, which one?
I think I'll start with Michael Strawn, Dwight Michael Strawn.
You are correct. So guess what you win?
What do I win?
You win a coupon for one free large cheese or pepperoni pizza right next door at Little Caesars, our neighbors. We partnered with Shakira McDonald of LC Investments, who's also responsible for Little Caesars. So you win a large pizza. What's your name? I hope you're hungry. You hungry?
Terry Cunningham.
What's your name?
Terry Cunningham.
T-E-R-R-Y Cunningham?
T-R-I Cunningham.
T-R-I?
Yes.
And that's how it's spelled on your ID?
T-E-R-R-I Cunningham.
T-R-R-I. Okay. All right. Can you come here by 12 o'clock to pick up your coupon so you can get some lunch today?
Of probably be short after because it's almost 12 now.
Okay. Well, make your way down here. I have a coupon for a large cheese or pepperoni pizza courtesy of Little Caesars, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you for calling in. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Guardian Talk.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have another caller on the line who wants to win a large cheese or pepperoni pizza for lunch? You don't have to put your hand in your pocket today. You're going to be a winner on this show today. Come on, if you could just get the answer right. Caller, you're live. Do you have an answer for us for the remaining questions?
Well, did they answer for the wife's middle name?
Yes, they did. So
Oh, my goodness, man. I was holding on, all my minutes going.
Oh, gee, miss, I'm so sorry. Okay, but you could get any of the other questions right and you could win. So do you know any of the names of the producers here? One begins with the letter A and the other name, first name begins with the letter K. If you could just guess one, I'll give it to you.
April sounds like one of the names. April was there.
I know. I don't know if April
you
is
You only know
producer.
April?
I know she April, but I'm not sure. I don't know that she's a
and
producer.
And then Arlington?
Ah, okay. I'm going to give
That's
it to you.
That's one of my favorites.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you because that is right. And the
other, I love you.
The other one is Kermit, okay? But
you're a good lawyer.
Yeah. I just want to make everybody happy this week because we're happy in here today. We are really happy.
You made my day. Honestly, good that you made my day.
You coming to see me 12 o'clock today?
Man, listen, yeah. I can come right now if you want, but I'll come 12 o'clock.
Yeah, because I knock off 12. Okay, what's your name, hon? What's your name on your government ID?
My name is Natalie.
Natalie, and what's the last name?
Let's make a deal.
Man, you got a deal.
Her name is Deal.
Deal? Okay. Because I won't give your pizza thing to the wrong person, and I'll have to put my hand in my pocket.
You can't give it to the wrong person. You know, I'm the original.
Okay, Miss Natalie, thank you so much for calling in and playing the trivia today. We'll
thank
see you.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. We'll see you 12 o'clock today.
I'm so happy that Dwight had you in the mix.
Oh, thank you so much. And you could go right next door and get your lunch from Little Caesars. And I hope it's the best pizza they've ever made there for you today, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. At 12 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be right here at 12 waiting on you.
Oh, man. Okay, thanks. I'm hanging up so somebody else can call because, I'm so excited right now. I can't hang up.
All right. Pizza.
Thank you.
Okay, stay safe. All right. Do we have another call on the line? We have two more.
And what's the third question?
The third question. Well, let me.
First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
In radio, especially you. You have enlightened the whole airwaves since you came.
Oh, I thank you so much.
And when I say enlightened, I'm talking brighten it up.
Oh, thank you.
On the light. Your voice is radiating throughout the universe.
Oh,
I
thank
need
you.
I to know that. But
thank
what is
you.
The third question?
The third question is, what is the street address of Guardian Radio? Like how you would say One Pepper Road? What is the street address?
Oh, I know where it is, but I never knew that.
You only know it. Okay, but let's
but just to be able to be alive this morning.
Right.
And to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
To be alive, to wish for me to be alive, to wish this great station and the great Dwight Michael Strong.
Yes.
Right? And on all the team, because he's not doing it alone.
Right.
The entire team. And I remember Mr. Carlton Smith. I remembered him when he first was host of Morning Blend. And he did an amazing job.
Right.
And so I want Mr. Matt Sweeting, is his name?
Yes.
Yeah, I want him to know we were encouraged by his voice radiating throughout the universe also.
Wasn't he encouraging?
In reference to that last show he did, I think he's doing an awesome job.
Right.
In general, I'm going to leave now because you're running out of time.
But let me tell you this.
We
may have Matt, if he can accommodate us, because we weren't able to get to the second half of what we talked about last week today, and I don't want to rob Matt of anything, and I don't want to rob the public of that empowerment. I'm told that I'll be here not next week Monday, which is Easter Monday, but the following Monday. So if Matt can accommodate us, you think you could slip us in your schedule, Matt?
Matt can accommodate you, yes.
Okay, so you'll come back then, and we will be, but stick on the line with us, Matt, but we'll accommodate you then when we can discuss the way we want to discuss the real estate empowerment that we were talking about. But Carla, yeah. I don't want you to hang up without winning something.
Toastmaster taught me something. You must have a criticism for Guardian Radio for them to have the urge to want to get to 100.
Right.
You're now, you're 10 to going to 100.
Right.
I want you to remember every voice is very important.
Yes.
And the voice you left out mm-hmm. might be the voice you needed yes. to make that 100. Have
right.
a good morning.
Okay, you don't want to win something? Okay, can you remember what Matt Sweeting said his talk show was named, or who was involved in his talk show?
I'm not. Was it Let's Talk Live? I'm not sure.
No, that wasn't it. Sorry.
Okay. I'm not sure. It's not about for me the winning part.
Okay.
I'm just happy just to be a part of this historic moment.
Okay.
You see, for me, this is historic because
yes.
this station, this establishment is going to speak, would have the opportunity and have had for the last 10 years, the divine opportunity to bring life or death,
right.
light or darkness,
yes.
energy or weakness. And I think Dwight and his team and this station is strong. You must always remember to put God first
yes.
and do not underestimate no voice.
That's right.
You don't know who God is going to show up in to be a blessing to you.
I believe that.
Have a good day again.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Still we have, and let me add another question to the mix. And that final question is going to be the big prize of all, okay? And that is, if you are able to say what year Mr. Strawn was made station manager, you could win the big prize of all for the day, but we still have two other prizes here left over. So we have another pizza to give out. We have Matt's special prize, and we have one big one from the station. Caller, you're live. You're live.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Is it Carter?
Now, which one are you answering? You have the street.
The,
I'm sorry?
The location.
Carter Street, what number? Can't remember? That's all right. You got it. You got it. You said Carter Street?
Yeah, 4 Carter Street.
Yes, Mom, you are right. So that one wins you also a coupon for a large cheese or pepperoni pizza from Little Caesars. You know, Little Caesars is our neighbor right next door. So you could come today at 12 and pick up your coupon from me?
I will try to get there.
Okay, tell me your name.
Betty David.
I'm sorry?
Betty David.
Betty David. Now, that's how it's going to appear on your government ID?
Yes.
Yeah. You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Miss Davis. You're a superstar name and you won a superstar prize today. So we'll see you at 12, okay? Okay. Thank you for calling in. And you have a super day. See you at 12. All right. Two more prizes to go in. They big, man. Matt gave a sweet prize, and the Guardian has a sweet prize also for you. So if you can say who Matt appeared with on his show way back when in 2015 and what that show was named, or even give me one of the two parts of that question, I'll give you the prize from Matt. And the last question of the day is, of course, what year did Mr. Strawn say he was made manager of this station? Caller, you're live. Go ahead and give me your answer. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi. Morning. Hi. You ready with an answer?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me which question you're going to answer, the one for Matt Sweeting or the one for... about Mr. Strawn's date of him being made station manager. Which one?
Station manager.
Okay.
2014.
Yes, that is correct. What is your name, sir?
Could I give you my name off the radio to the producer?
Okay, Mr. Producer.
Like,
are you there, Mr. Producer? This gentleman wants to give his name off air. Can you take it? Can you take it, Mr. Producer? It is the name. You have to give the name that's on your government ID. I'm not. Are you able to get it from him? Yes? Okay, congratulations. Caller, are you still there? Hello? Okay, that gentleman doesn't know, but he's just won dinner for two at Comfort Suites over at Paradise Island. Dinner for two over at Comfort Suites on Paradise Island. Congratulations, caller, and all the best. Okay. And Matt, are you still there?
I am here.
We have your question, boy. Boy, they ain't ready. They ain't ready for this one. I hope somebody win this, because if they don't win this, I take in this home with me. This one is sweet. They know it's sweet, eh, Matt?
They must not know.
They know. You working with them, they ain't working
and
with
listen,
us.
Listen, maybe a Google, one Google search away and they could win something big.
Yeah, man. Okay, yeah. Come on, call us. Somebody got to win this fifth and final prize before we go home today. We got.
It's much better than a pizza.
It's a little more other than a pizza. It's something you could actually do something with more than just eat. Okay. So, caller, you're live. You got this final question on the plate, and it's, what is the name of the show that Matt spoke about earlier today that he did here on the show and with whom or either one? Which one?
Alexa, stop.
I didn't hear you.
It's Let's Talk Business.
Yes. Who is this, please?
This is
Dario Charlton. Yes, Mr. Ma'am. Charlton.
Yes, ma'am.
You coming here today for your prize?
I'll try and make it there.
Okay, now I'm not sure. Matt, is this prize here already? Or it'll be tomorrow?
The prize is not there. It'll be there tomorrow for certain.
Okay,
so,
well,
I'll
collect
it. What do you want?
I'll collect it and make sure it gets here in the morning.
That works.
Yeah.
Is that good? That's good,
that
Matt.
Is.
But
perfect.
But let me tell you, Mr. Charlton, you could come tomorrow and get it, right? Let me tell you what the prize is. $100.
Awesome.
You need $100?
Man, I could use more than that, but that's perfect.
I tell you, you could do more than eat with it.
Well,
you could pay a bill, you could treat yourself.
Yeah, I'll talk business with that.
All right. So, Mr. Charlton, let the producer take your number, right?
Yeah,
and
please.
I'll go and collect that prize from Matt. And I'll call you myself tomorrow and let you know how you can get it. But you gotta this has to be the right name on your government ID, right?
That's the correct.
Because I won't give that sweet money to no wrong person. Now I want you get it because that's
yes,
you
ma'am.
Who went and won it.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Ladies
I'll
and gentlemen, there. I congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
I hope it's spent well.
It will. I promise you.
Okay. God bless you. Have a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for playing along with us. Matt, I want to thank you so much for that contribution. That is awesome. So I'll pick that up from you, and I'll connect with Mr. Charlton, and he'll get it. Everybody else can come for their gifts today at 12 o'clock sharp when I knock off from here. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to wait on you because I want to make sure you have a wonderful day. And Matt, we'll talk. We'll talk on Monday after next. We're going to continue our conversation about purchase of repossessed property and how that can be used as an investment for the future, for you to live in, for you to flip and make money, do so many things. Thank you for joining me today, Matt Sweeting. And,
yes.
And we'll pay catch up in 2 weeks' time.
Definitely will. I look forward to it.
Okay, all the best. Now,
right.
Before we close out, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say again, thank you to all my special guests, Mr. Dwight Strawn, station manager and host of Morning Blend, who's been such a fabulous manager to deal with, such a fabulous person to deal with, just a businessman all around, but so great and easy to work with and just so down home. And I want to thank Matt Sweeting. That's another down home fellow. These are the people you want to do business with because of their personalities and the way that they simply empower. What a privilege to know the two of them, and what a privilege to be here on the mic. I also want to thank my super producer for the day, Eric Knowles, and Mr. Arlington Roll, who assisted him as well. I want to thank all the sponsors for the giveaways that we gave away today, especially Ms. Shakira McDonald, the marketing manager over at LC Investments, who's also responsible for Little Caesars Pizza. And she just made those three pizzas happen. I messaged her. She doesn't know me from Eve, and she responded right away and agreed that this is a day you all should celebrate and celebrate with some fine lunch food. So I thank you, Ms. Shakira McDonald, over there at Little Caesars. And then we want to thank Matt Sweeting for his $100 donation. We want to thank Comfort Suites Paradise Island for the dinner for two that was won. I want to thank all of the usual show sponsors. I want to thank my family and friends who prayed for me. And I want to thank my God who remains my source. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to close out with this little piece. Are we ready, producer? Not yet? Okay, we're working on it. But I want you to stay listening to this station. This is a great station. All talk, all day. Where else do you get it? It's been our friend and our company keeper for so long. We may take it for granted, but we shouldn't. It's such a privilege to be able to hear voices over the air, because, you know, in some countries, you can't even do it. And I encourage you all to participate more in the call-ins and the opinion and the text writing. This is for you. Without you, there would be no need for a radio station. And women, I encourage you to call in more and say your piece, because you do have something to say. And this community needs to hear from you. You're just as smart as the man, and you have just as much to contribute. So be encouraged. Are we ready now with that closeout? Goodbye, everybody. Just tune into this one little piece. I'll see you next time. This is Attorney Indiana Fitzgerald signing out.
This is what we ladies would like to say to you, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, on this, your 10th anniversary.
Hello, this is Ulysse Monroe, and I'm just calling to wish Guardian Radio a happy 10th anniversary and to let you know that you're doing a great job in this country, and I wish you all the best in the coming years. Much blessings.
Morning, y'all. Want to say happy 10th anniversary to Guardian Radio. You're the best in talk radio and news. 96.9 is my very favorite radio station. Wishing you the best going forward. God bless.
I'm Charlene Ferguson. Petroleum dealers are set to meet with the Prime Minister this week to